From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up at the center of Ramadi in the day three of a major Iraqi offensive to retake the key city lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are using suicide bombers and explosives, as well as civilians as human shields and snipers, in an effort to slow the Iraqi advance. More than 100 extremists are believed to be inside the fortified city at its center. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva, nearly a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Foreign Minister Walid Mualim, commenting to reporters in Beijing, said there was one condition.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Mualim said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed by 3 days. Officials say they need extra time to organize the vote. The polls for president and parliament had been scheduled for this coming Sunday, but sources in the country's National Election Authority tell VOA that polls have now been moved back, pushed to Wednesday, December 30th. About 1.7 million people are registered to vote, but officials said this week they have to distribute ballots and most voter cards. Apparently, they have not gotten that done so far, and now they want to take a little extra time to do it right. This is VOA News. Afghani officials say security forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have regained control of a district center in the southern Helmand province from the Taliban. Officials say at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed before Afghan forces entered the key area in Helmand province. Sadiq Siddiqui is a government spokesman.
We also were able to provide ammunition and support to our forces in Sangin. The fight is still going on in Sangin. There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. But at the same time, we will be launching other operations in other parts of the Helmand as well.
A U.S. military spokesman confirmed to VOA that U.S. aircraft participated in the fight. Israeli officials say a Palestinian man stabbed 2 Israeli security guards in the West Bank town of Ariel early today before being shot himself. The wounded Israelis, a man and a woman, are being treated at a hospital. Shortly after, another Palestinian man tried to attack Israeli forces near Hebron using a screwdriver. He was shot and killed. A court in Thailand today convicted and sentenced 2 migrant workers from Myanmar to death for killing a young British couple on a resort island. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok. The lawyers for the 2 say they will appeal.
Human rights groups have called for an independent investigation amid widespread allegations. The evidence used to link the 2 suspects, Zai Lin and Wai Pyo, to the killings was insufficient or tainted. Sam Zarifi is the Asia Regional Director for the International Commission of Jurists.
Now got the families of the murder victims still waiting to hear exactly what's happened to their loved ones. But additionally, we have the families of these 2 suspects who are looking to the Thai judicial system to provide them justice. And that's something that's very crucial for Thailand's international standing.
The defendants, both 22-year-old workers at a bar on the island of Koh Tao, were arrested 2 weeks after the killings. They claim they were tortured into giving confessions. Police have denied any coercion. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The U.S. Embassy in Beijing has issued an unusual warning to American citizens about a Christmastime security threat in one of the city's most popular expatriate districts. Beijing authorities deployed armed security personnel to the San Latun shopping area in response to the threat. The British, French, and Irish embassies all sent out similar warnings. Lee Williamson lives in Beijing, where he is the editor of magazine Time Out Beijing.
It doesn't really compare to anything we've had recently. Usually the State Department and such give pollution warnings. The last major warning that was given out was about acid rain after the Tianjin explosions earlier this year.
None of the diplomatic missions provided further details about the threat. And there is, in fact, a red alert, 10 Chinese cities for air pollution today. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.